You just got a new client. Minwax is here to say congrats. So stop by Lowe's and get yourself a Minwax yellow can. We deliver premium one-coat colors, quality finishes, and protection that lasts. So no matter how particular your client is about those kitchen cabinets, you can give them professional, custom results guaranteed. Keep on finishing with Minwax, America's number one selling brand of interior stains and clears. Available at Lowe's.
Send off summer with Panera's Unlimited Sip Club. You'll get endless charged lemonades, coffees, teas, and fountain beverages. The best part? It's only $10.99 a month plus tax. Sign up today on the Panera app and get your first month free. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com/UnlimitedSipClub for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have a recap of Game 2 of the 2022 WNBA first-round playoff series matchups between the Phoenix Mercury and Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty going up against the defending champion Chicago Sky. Stay tuned. You're listening to Striving for It All.
You love working from home, but you don't love overcrowded laptop screens or bad laptop cameras. That's why there's Meta Portal, the smart video calling device that's a work-from-home game changer. Meta Portal takes calls with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, WebEx, and more. And it's packed with features, like a smart camera that pans and zooms to keep you in frame while you move, smart sound to reduce background noise, even a calendar app to help you take charge of your workday. Meta Portal. Make work from home work for you.
At Family Dollar, we know you want more to enjoy your summer. That's why you'll find more in every store, like our assortment of ice cream and frozen treats to delight your family. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever. Headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Whatever you're doing right now, software is helping you. To most people, it's invisible, just things working as they should. But to the people behind the code, it's an epic quest. One that could end in epic failure. Or put ideas on a speed run to production. With Red Hat's open technologies, every workflow can be a win. That's what connecting your clouds feels like. Learn more at redhat.com/connectclouds.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
This summer, stick around the Red Stick. When you staycation right here at home, you can kick back, relax, and experience Baton Rouge like never before. Head on over to visitbatonrouge.com to start planning your Baton Rouge staycation.
All right, right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for a recap of Game 2 of the 2022 WNBA first-round playoff series matchups. Let's start off with the game between the Phoenix Mercury, the 8 seed, going up against the number 1 seed, the Las Vegas Aces, in Game 2 of their first-round playoff series. Of course, you know the new WNBA playoff format. It is 3-5-5. The first round is 3 games. The second, third rounds are 5 games, and of course the WNBA championship is a 5-game series. So of course this was an elimination game for Las Vegas. Did the Aces have what it takes to close it out, or would Phoenix take the game and send it back to Phoenix for a deciding game 3? Well, this game belonged to Las Vegas, as the number 1 seeded Aces would go on to beat the 8 seeded Mercury 117-80. For the Aces, Chelsea Gray showed up and showed out in a major way, scoring 27 points. I got to tell you, Chelsea has been one of my favorites in the WNBA for quite some time. Again, since Chelsea's arrived in Las Vegas, coming over from Los Angeles, she has been all of that and then some, being a part of that dynamic duo. I shouldn't say a dynamic duo, but more of a dynamic crew with the likes of a Kelsey Plum and Jackie Young and Asia Wilson, and also with a De'Erica Hamby. You got to give big ups, give credit where credit is due. Chelsea has handled her business in her short amount of time being in Las Vegas, and certainly doing her part in this game, again scoring 27 points. Here's Chelsea in action.
Trying to save off elimination and force a game 3, and Chelsea Gray with the defender in her face. Chelsea Gray says, I'm feeling it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and Walt Disney Company, and she definitely was feeling it in this game as she finished with 27 points. Here's Chelsea at the end of the game.
Hard work and dedication. Credit Phoenix. They gave us a challenge, you know, switching things up defensively and offensively. They were dealt a hard hand coming to this playoff, so shout out to them. But we just kept working, trying to get better each quarter. We didn't start this game out like we wanted to, so we got to be better than that in the next round. Following the scout, making people take tough shots and rebounding out of it. You know, they put a lot of pressure on the glass with those penetrations, especially with Brianna Turner on the backside, so we got to be smarter there. It starts with defense. Offense, you miss or make shots. Nobody's coming out here trying to miss shots. So defensively, we always got to be on point and taking care of the ball, so we're able to get extra possessions offensively. A lot of confidence. I mean, this team trusts me with the ball in my hands a lot of the time, calling a lot of plays, a lot of sets, making adjustments on the fly. So a lot of confidence and a lot of hard work, and there's some work behind it. You know, it just doesn't come, and some trust. And so we're feeling that right now, and going into the semis, we got to continue that.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, the ESPN, and Walt Disney Company. So you heard what Chelsea was saying in this victory and closing out this series against Phoenix. It was all about hard work, dedication, and, of course, making your shots, playing defense. And it's going to be a short-lived celebration because they got to get ready for the semifinals. Whoever their next opponent will be the winner out of that Seattle and Washington Mystics series. But, again, the final score in Game 2 of the series between the 8-seeded Phoenix Mercury and the number 1 seed Las Vegas Aces. Aces 117, Mercury 80. Again, for Las Vegas, Chelsea Gray finished with 27 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 22 points. Jackie Young finished with 15 points. Asia Wilson added 17 points. Bebe Williams and Kirsten Bell both finished with 11 points. On the losing side for the Phoenix Mercury, Kayla Davis finished with 23 points, and Diamond DeShields finished with 21 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 117, Phoenix 80. Las Vegas wins the series 2-0. So now Las Vegas will await the winner out of the series between the Seattle Storm and the Washington Mystics. In the meantime, let's look ahead to the offseason for Phoenix. Diana Taurasi. Diana, I don't feel she's going to be going anywhere. Diana's got a lot of basketball left in her. I know she wanted to play so bad in this series, but she had a gruesome injury that was just too much for her. So we know Diana's going to be back for the 2023 campaign. What about Skylar Diggins-Smith? She had a lot of issues that affected her during this season, a lot of personal issues, and also had a verbal confrontation earlier in the season with Diana Taurasi. Also, there were some issues going on with her and Tina Charles. I don't know I don't know what's going to happen with Skylar. I mean, we'll see what happens with Phoenix also. And then, again, the Brittany Griner situation. We know what happened in February. She was detained in Russia. So that was a looming situation all season long. And so it's a lot of questions. We know for sure. I know for sure, me personally, I think Diana's going to be back in 2023. Skylar Diggins-Smith, not so sure. We don't know what's going to happen with the Brittany Griner situation. That situation is continuing to develop day on a daily basis. But Phoenix, they've got a lot of questions. And also about their new head coach, just completing her first season, Vanessa Nygaard. A lot of questions, man. A lot of questions going to be surrounding her. She's going to be on the hot seat for next year. But nevertheless, Phoenix has its issues. But meanwhile, Las Vegas rolls on. So again, the final score, Las Vegas 117, Phoenix 80. Las Vegas wins the series 2-0. We move along now to action in the other game to match up with the 7th seed New York Liberty going up against the 2nd seed Chicago Sky. Man, it was all Chicago. Sky would win 100-62. Kalia Copper, man, what a force she is in this league. What a force she's been since she's been a member of the Chicago Sky. Man, last year's WNBA Finals MVP, Kalia just on point, handling her business, doing what she needs to do to get the job done for her team. She also had some important people to help her out as well in this contest. When you have the likes of Courtney Vandersloot, Candace Parker, also Azaree Stevens and Rebecca Gardner, they handle their business as well in this contest. And I know one thing's for sure, when we talk about those names that I just mentioned, again, Kalia Copper doing it big. Also, Courtney Vandersloot. How about Allie Quigley, the three-point shooting? You can't mention Vandersloot and Parker and also Copper, and you're not mentioning Allie Quigley. Allie Quigley being so on point, handling the business, doing what she needs to do to get the job done and then some. So, again, I mean, this was never even close. The final score, Chicago 100, New York 62. Here's the Sky in action.
Offensive rebound, Mieseman, and Copper buries the three to put Chicago on the board. Copper in transition. Yes, you're not going to stop her. And a steal. Vandersloot all alone. Chicago off to a good start. Copper in the corner. Oh, yeah. She is feeling it. Copper off to a great start. More cash for Cobb. Copper couldn't finish. Parker can. Vandersloot finishes, flexes, plus the foul. Parker off the deflection, another chance for Chicago.
That'll go down as a team rebound, but that was probably a Copper's activity.
Oh, Gardner, nice little pivot on the interior. Stevens denied by Hunt. And then Stevens just takes it away and lays it in. Johannes nearly lost the handle, did lose the basketball. Quigley the lob ahead, Stevens the touch. Go 7 offensive rebounds now. Quigley bounces, Mieseman fading and hitting. Hanshu using her 6-10 frame. Parker off the board. She has 12 rebounds. Oh, and she has that. From CP3, Copper with the finish. Can't finish. Copper, 18 points in this game. Make it 20. Just another 20-point game in the playoffs for KFC. Vegas and Phoenix tonight, game 2, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2 in transition. Stevens got the rejection, ran the floor, lays it in.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard it in that soundbite. The Sky just walked all over the New York Liberty in game 2 of their series. Again, the final score, 100-62. Courtney Vandersloot, one of the big contributors in Chicago's win over New York. Here's Courtney after the game.
Well, we knew we had to do something different than we've been doing all regular season. You know, that was our fault. We came out and played a regular season game, and then you credit New York. They came out and beat us on our home floor. We knew that wasn't going to happen again. You know, I just wanted to just fly around and make the extra effort, help our post out on the rebound. possession. You know, that was kind of what won us a lot of games, is points in the paint. And we knew that we wanted to get there. We had to get to our spots. We settled a little in game one, and we didn't want to do that again. Well, that's how we kind of started our run last year, two elimination games. So that's how we kind of looked at this series, starting with tonight. We had to win or we go home, and then another one in New York. So this is what we were made for, and we're going to continue our run just like that.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. Courtney Vandersloot just talking about what Chicago needed to do in game two to tie the series up at one game apiece. And you heard what she said. They had to buckle down. They had to not let the Liberty win another one on their home court and get the series to New York for the deciding game three. So Courtney handled her business with 16 points. Also handling her business, I mentioned her name earlier, Kalia Copper, finishing with 20 points. Here's Kalia at the end of the game.
I just want to be able to, my team, just to be able to know that if they call on me for a switch or a matchup or whatever, that I'm going to respond. So it was just important for me to do what my team needed. So that's just what I did. Funny.
Funny.
But no, I'm just like, I'm just going. Like, it's just free. It's so natural. So I don't really like feel like what you guys see. So for me, it's just like, not like that, but like that. Hate to be a Debbie Downer, but we lost the fourth quarter. So we got to win every quarter at one, and just clean up some of the turnovers and the fouls. I think we fouled a lot in the end. We put them to the free throw line, I think, 21 times, maybe something like that. So, you know, we limit the fouls, and we just control the turnovers that we know we can control. But I actually think that's just me on the court. I don't think it was anything new. You know, I was a little upset about the loss, but I think that's me consistently every game. So to what you said, no, I don't think it was anything different, but I definitely approached this game, you know, with a chip on my shoulder. You know, we lost at home in front of our crowd who shows up consistently and gives us everything, so it was important for us to respond. I think, you know, after any loss, you want the next game to come, because it's just like, you're just not sitting around, but it's like you just want that feeling of the loss and all the things that happened. You want it to end. So I think that, you know, after the game, it was like, we don't play for another couple of days, you know, and it was a drag. But I think that we did a really good job of coming back together. We came back together the very next day, and we talked, and we talked things through everybody. We tried to, you know, make adjustments and figure things out, and we really came together, and I think it was very special on how we felt the next day, you know, leaving the game and then coming together. And then after we left each other, then I think everybody felt a lot better.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and Kalia Copper just talking about what needed to be done to get the Sky the victory over the Liberty in game two. Everybody making a big contribution, and what needs to be done going into New York at the Barclays Center for game three. So again, the final score, Chicago 100, New York 62. For the Sky, Kalia Copper finished with 20 points. Courtney Vandersloot finished with 16 points. Azaree Stevens finished with 14 points. Candace Parker had a double-double with 12 points and 12 rebounds. And Rebecca Gardner finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Liberty, Michaela Onyanwere and Han Shu both finished with 10 points. And Sabrina Ionescu had only 8 points. The series is tied at one game apiece, and the series shifts to New York, to Brooklyn, to be exact, at the Barclays Center for the deciding game three. That should be an interesting one. It's always interesting when you have the Liberty and the Sky playing, but when you're playing a deciding game any time in New York, regardless of the sport, it is always going to be exciting. All right, before we get on out of here, again, we'd like to congratulate Minnesota Lynx center Sylvia Fowles for winning the Kim Perrott Sportsmanship Award. Again, Sylvia, you know about Sweet Sil, her final season in the WNBA, and what a way to cap it off with winning another award. Again, congratulations to Sylvia Fowles for winning the Kim Perrott Sportsmanship Award. Of course, this award is given to the person that exemplifies sportsmanship on the court, ethical behavior, fair play, and integrity. And, of course, for those of you that may not be familiar with Kim Parrott, she was responsible for helping the Houston Comets win their first two WNBA championships before passing away just over a decade ago. And Kim was definitely the spark. She was definitely the fire. That person responsible for lighting that fire for the Houston Comets' first two WNBA championships. But again, congratulations to Minnesota Lynx center Sylvia Fowles for winning the Kim Parrott Sportsmanship Award. And that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
Nothing quite like summertime in Baton Rouge. You can make a splash in the lakes, see the sights of the capital city, and sink your teeth into Baton Rouge's unique culinary scene. Head on over to visitbatonrouge.com to start planning your very own trip to the Red Stick.
Send off summer with Panera's Unlimited Sip Club. You'll get endless charge lemonades, coffees, teas, and fountain beverages. The best part? It's only $10.99 a month plus tax. Sign up today on the Panera app and get your first month free. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com/UnlimitedSipClub for details.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match, two or more, $5.99.
Two item minimum, pan pizza, bone and wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
My name is Joanne. This is my father.
I know what's happening with my body. I won't be able to take care of myself.
When the time comes to get more support for your parents, CARE can help you find qualified caregivers nearby.
What would help me is if there could be somebody there that could check in on you.
I realize I have to do it.
The best decisions are made with care. Find help for your mom or dad at care.com.
We at Shamrock Farms know you want to get back to whatever you were listening to. But listen to this. That's the sound of ice-cold, deliciously fresh Shamrock Farms milk. Listen as 13 essential nutrients pour out of the milk bottle and into what should be your mouth. What you're not hearing is high fructose corn syrup, because Shamrock Farms milk doesn't have any. Isn't that wonderful to hear? Look for Shamrock Farms milk on your next trip to Dollar General.